What are you expecting for this first 10-15 minutes from Ireland?
Well, in saying that, with Roy saying that, that would have been the message when they've been going out onto the pitch, I'm sure, from Martin O'Neill and from Roy Keane themselves. So I would expect the team to be right on the front foot, right at them, and the players that you're expected to provide that front foot style is, of course, James McLean, Robbie Brady, John Walters, Jeff Hendrick will be another one. He'll be trying to get in advanced positions as well. Those four or five players in particular, they're the ones that I'm really looking to get Ireland get going forward, get going quickly, and start with a good tempo.
And we are underway, and straight away you can see it is four at the back rather than the three at the back that they went with against Moldova for Austria. So Stefan Lehner coming in for just his second appearance for Austria. He made his debut in the friendly against Finland back in March, played 45 minutes there, Red Bull Salzburg player. He is playing at right back. That means Martin Hinteregger is going over to left back, and it'll be Sebastian Prodl alongside Alex Dragovic in the centre of defence. So actually, where we thought it might be two contrasting styles, Kevin, it is two very similar styles.
Yes,
it seems.
Is, yeah, you're just looking around it as well. You've seen Alaba, he's the one that's taken that very much a central berth, so he'll be the one that we're reliant upon to go and dictate the tempo of this game from Austria's point of view. As for Ireland, we spoke about the system they might use, 4-3-3. I thought Glenn Whelan might sit at the base. It looks as though Glenn Whelan's sitting alongside alongside Harry Arter, with Jeff Hendrick further forward in a more advanced position, trying to get in support of John Walters. So it's pretty much as you were last week, the system that Martin O'Neill set up.
There's a very early free kick for Austria as Juzanovic goes down under the challenge of Robbie Brady, midway inside the Irish half, just over in the sunshine on the left-hand side of the pitch. So it'll be an early opportunity for Austria, and an early test as well for Darren Randolph, who from a similar-ish position last week made a mess of the free kick, and that saw Uruguay score. So Randolph kept his place in the team, and he'll have something to deal with very early on. David Alaba is standing over there. He may swing this one in with his left foot.
You see Kevin Long as well. He's the one that's trying to get hold of a few players, organising as well. That's a good sign.
The referee, our Spanish referee, David Fernandez, blows his whistle. It is David Alaba who sends it and gets it over the wall, headed just on the edge of the area. Clear, though, by Glenn Whelan. The first chance of the game, perhaps, for James McLean to stretch his legs. He just holds on to it, though, and he draws the tackle there from Lazaro, and it'll be a throw into Ireland, just in front of the management team, in front of the technical area, that will be taken by Stephen Ward, one of four Burnley players in the starting team today for the Republic of Ireland. Throws it up along the line. Hendrick gets his head on it, tries to flick it on, but Walters wasn't there, and it's cleared high up into the air by Watford's Prodl, and it will be another throw in to Ireland, this time a little bit closer to the halfway line. And Stephen Moore just waiting for the ball to come back from the ball boys, who, like the pipe band, have travelled up from Ackle this morning to
Ackle Rovers
play their role. It's worth your while getting John Delaney to come down and visit. We must get him to Ballyhonus sometime soon. Clearance by the Austrian keeper. Time for Whelan. Sends it forward first time. It just doesn't arrive, though, with John Walters. An important interception there from Dragovic. And then the ball is played up the left-hand side for Austria. And an opportunity for Borgstrahler to chase it down. But it's back with Darren Randolph. And Darren Randolph just giving out a few instructions there to his centre-halves. And Shane Duffy has it. Duffy goes route one. It's a decent ball as well into the Austrian half, where it's picked up by Walters. Walters trying to spin away from Dragovic. Doesn't get there, though, and then stepping in to help out was Lazaro, and he gets it back to Prodl. There's a decent ball there from Shane Duffy, travelled 30-40 yards through the air, found a bit of space for Walters.
Those diagonal balls, Nathan, like that, they're the ones that can catch Austria out today.
Now a chance to break for the Austrians for the first time. They bring it to the left-hand side of the Irish area. Cyrus Christie has some defending to do. Juzanovic gets the shot off. No great power on it, and took the deflection as well, which took the sting out of it. And that meant it was a comfortable save in the end for Darren Randolph. But early signs there of Ireland getting caught on the break.
Yeah, well, it was. And I think overall, you're looking at it, the shot came in, it was quite weak, comfortable enough save. But that's come from us giving the ball away in advanced position, with John Walters giving it away, and it's how quickly they broke. We're quite prepared to get Christie pushed on. You're noticing early, Ward's prepared to get forward as well. So we spoke about how we can exploit Austria's weaknesses. That's the position that they can actually exploit us when we become a little bit too confident and throwing bodies forward too early.
Here is Cork's Kevin Long. He goes long and aims it down the left wing towards Walters. Dragovic comes across and manages to clear it out of play for another throw in to Ireland. Well, Ireland have been very solid defensively under Martin O'Neill. We haven't conceded in our last five competitive games here at the Aviva Stadium, and only two in the eight competitive games here since Martin O'Neill took over. On the edge of the Austrian area, the ball is picked up almost by Jeff Hendrick, who's got his hair cut in recent weeks, not as recognisable as he once was, and it goes up to the halfway line into the centre circle. Glenn Whelan thought he had picked it up, but instead there is a foul given away there by Kevin Long. on Bergstaller, and it'll be a free kick to Austria just inside their own half, still scoreless as we head for the 5 minute mark and off the ball.
It's a little bit too hasty there, Kevin Long, looking to make the challenge. Just maybe stand your ground there. He's going away from goal. Keep him going back towards his own goal. We got players back into position. There was no real urgency there for Long to make that challenge, but he'll learn as this game progresses, I'm sure.
Now Prodl out to that left-hand side to Hinteregger, and Kynes, Florian Kynes has it. He's surrounded by three Irish players. Little ball through to Bergstaller. Ireland managed to get it clear, but again it's picked up by a white Austrian jersey. Duffy steps out, gets his head on, and then hooked over his own head up towards the halfway line by Hendrick. Well, Walters just barged into the back of there by Dragovic, and it'll be a free kick to Ireland right on the halfway line.
It's pretty much the same as Long, really. His body's back. Dragovic in a comfortable position, doesn't need to make the challenge. But steady start to the game, isn't it? There's no real tempo and no one really dominating possession. Both sides have been quite sloppy when they've had comfortable possession of the ball, so it's been a telling factor. This is where you would like to see a couple of the lads here just take a chance on the ball, put your foot on it, just trying to kill the game and maybe get a bit more confidence off the back of that.
And Randolph goes long, doesn't get any great direction on it, and it's comfortably chested down by the Austrian captain Baumgartlinger. And now they come forward into the Irish half, tracked by Glenn Whelan, out to this right-hand side to Lehner. Lehner, quick ball inside then to Alaba. Alaba just on the right-hand side of the area, skips away from the first challenge, tries to get the cross in. It's blocked down, though, at close range by Stephen Ward, and it's out of play for a corner kick to the Austrians.
He's the just one down player, to the right-hand side. Sorry, the one player, isn't he? Alaba, you don't want him getting in those positions where he can just open his body shape up, get it onto his left foot and get the strikes away. Force wide, did well there, Stephen Ward, to force him onto his right foot.
Prodl and Dragovic have both gone forward. Lazaro is in there as well. It'll be Alaba to take this corner kick down to the right with his left foot. Powerful delivery in there, aimed towards Prodl. It's headed clear though by Shane Duffy and back onto the Austrian half, and it's helped back to the keeper Lindever.
It's a big plus getting back in Shane Duffy. I do feel as though we could see the best of him over the next 10 years or so, or certainly the next 5 years, next couple of campaigns at the very least. That incident there, where you come up against a physically imposing side like Austria, they've got a lot of tall players that's good in the air. Duffy comes into his own in both penalty areas.
Well, Austria's possession comes to nothing, so Ireland will start again from the back, and Glenn Whelan steps in between the two centre halves, plays it along the ground over to the right hand touchline to Christie under a little bit of pressure there from
That's where he should be taking it there, Duffy. He should be demanding it from him. As Randolph goes to kick now, you're a little bit more out of shape. It's just getting advanced with the ball. It's allowing Shane Duffy to step in. Perfect opportunity for him to do that.
And Darren Randolph's clearance comes to nothing. Let's go to Cusick Park very quickly, get the full time of the Munster football semi-final. Clare against Kerry. Oisín Langan.
Despite being down to 14 men for the entirety of the second half, Kerry have had an easy enough win in the end. 118-112 is the final score. James O'Donoghue absolutely class throughout the game, especially in the second half. Three from play and a free. The game-winning moment came from Stephen O'Brien 32 minutes into the second half. He got around three defenders and blasted a shot low and hard past the Clare keeper. Kerry will meet Cork in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in the Munster final. Kerry 118, Clare 112. Nathan.
Yeah, so no great shock there. Here at the Aviva Stadium, it is still scoreless. 8 minutes gone between Ireland and Austria on off the ball. It is a free kick to Ireland. No, just inside the Austrian half. Jeff Hendrick was fouled, and it'll be Robbie Brady to take this. It's in a very central position, and Austria just holding a line on the edge of their own area. Brady sends it down the left-hand side towards Shane Duffy. Duffy does manage to get on the end of it, but he was always stretching there. No great control, and it goes harmlessly behind the Austrian goal, just to where their fans are situated.
Good clip, good little ball from Robbie Brady. That is the obvious target. Shane Duffy could have scored last week against Uruguay. He just gets himself in really good positions and attacks the ball really well. One thing that we spoke about, just with the system wise, well, it's just with the position that Hendrick is playing. Hendrick a little bit more advanced. I always feel as though he'll never be at his best. Of course he's not a hooligan, he's not that type of player, but he'll find himself the position he's playing today a little bit more advanced with his back to the opposition's goal in many occasions. I don't think that's his strength. I don't think he's very good at doing that, taking the ball in those situations. He's very much a player that comes onto the ball. So can he develop his game if he's going to have to play this role?
Austria looking to play it out of defence and taking a few risks in doing that there. Goalkeeper Heinz Lindner only played twice in the Bundesliga all season for Frankfurt. As Alaba has it, tries to slide the ball in behind there towards Bergstaller. There's a bit of confusion in the Irish defence, and Austria have it with Lazaro down the right wing. Plays it back then towards Lindner. Lazaro has it again. He's been closed down quickly there. and he decides to cut back inside into a more central position, gets the ball in and finds an Austrian jersey inside the area, back to Lazaro, who seemed to get a little nudge in the back from Jeff Hendrick there. The referee was standing right over it, though, didn't have a problem, and that allowed Ireland to get the ball clear.
Looked a foul,
James McLean just wins the ball back, or so I thought there, but in fact he'd used his arm to take it away from Baumgartlinger, so free kick to Austria.
There's a reluctance to squeeze up at the moment, so we're just quite content to sit a little bit deeper. We're not taking the game to Austria, so we're in doing that. Well, we're 10 minutes in now, very much the game started, no real pattern to the game I suppose, but the pattern over the last 5 minutes that has emerged is Austria are starting to control the game and push us deeper and deeper.
Let's quickly go to Pearse Stadium, see what's happening between Galway and Mayo. James Horne.
Yeah, good timing, Nathan. Just as you join us, Aidan O'Shea and Danny Kirby are coming on for Mayo. Second half has been all Galway, to be honest. They've kicked on very well. Sean Armstrong has kicked his third 45. He got a point from play as well. And Eamon Brennan came on at half time for Galway and has had a huge impact in the second half. So Mayo ringing the changes now. All Galway at the moment, so hopefully these two changes, Mayo looking for a change.
What's the score again, James?
The score is 13 points to Galway, 1-7 to Mayo.
All right, we'll be back to James Horan throughout that second half, and hopefully Kevin will bring us some better news at some stage. Still scoreless, 10 minutes gone. It hasn't exactly been the war we might have expected between Ireland and Austria, as the ball just goes over the head of Walters there. But then a strong challenge from Harry Arthur, but too strong, says the referee. Just seems to use his physicality there to steal the ball away from Baumgartlinger, but the referee had a problem with that. And it is a free kick to Austria.
Well, Baumgartlinger there, he's got the wrong body shape. He doesn't see where Arthur's coming from. Arthur's read it. Looked to me like he was just too strong there, Harry Arthur. It was a good challenge from him, backing up Jeff Hendrick once the initial press goes in. Arthur's always prepared to do that. You see him playing for Bournemouth. Excellent from deeper line positions. Superb last week in that Uruguay game. He's earned his starting position today.
Juzonovic was under a bit of pressure there, but manages to get it back to the goalkeeper. And Dragovic will bring it forward over the halfway line. McLean comes to close him down. Lehner has it now down the right wing for Austria. Has Lazaro just in front of him. Oh, what a challenge from James McLean to steal the ball away from the Austrian. And Ireland win it back and go forward with John Walters. But he could never get it under control on the halfway line. And it's hooked back to the goalkeeper again by Dragovic. And maybe this game just needed one of those rip-roaring tackles from James McLean.
We've seen that so often, haven't we? When he's come off the bench and into the games, he's provided something real spark to the game, is what McLean brings.
Lazaro now making just his second competitive start for Austria. They are missing so many players, most notably Marko Arnautovic through suspension, and also Stefan Ilskander, arguably their two most creative players in the game in Vienna. Now here is Lazaro, just gets his head on it on the edge of the Irish area. It was comfortably set up for Shane Duffy to chest it back to Darren Randolph. He was just a bit too powerful with it, and Randolph had to dive down to his right to save it. Duffy, oh, terrible ball from the Brighton centre half. Gives it straight to Baumgartlinger, but he can't take advantage in the centre of the pitch. Tried to get it through to Janosevic, and Ireland win it back.
Every time we're getting it, so that ball, of course, it was given away by Duffy, but forward pass. A lot of our pass at the moment is sideways and backwards. The initial ball from the defenders, when they're getting it, seems to be back to Darren Randolph. Darren Randolph then goes long. We're out of position. It's going immediately back to Austria, so there's no real tempo to our play. We're not able to get our foot on the ball and really start to strike 10-12 passes together.
A mistake there from Lindner, the Austrian goalkeeper, kicking it straight out of play for an Irish throw-in down this left-hand side, taken by Stephen Ward. Throws it in to the centre towards Walters. Walters appealing that he had a little nudge in the back there, and he did, and Ireland get a free kick out of really nothing there. It was a push in the back from Dragovic, and it means Ireland now have a free kick in a pretty dangerous position, pretty more or less exactly 30 yards out, just to the left of centre.
I think you can play on him, Dragovic. Very, very rash two or three occasions now to start this game. He's just looking just to jump in the back. I think it was a foul. Not much contact. I have to say, Walters goes down quite easily, but there is a slight push in the back from Dragovic. But he wants to win the ball quickly. That's something that Walters can play on. Back in, use your body strength, try and roll him around the penalty area. He will be rash. He could get a penalty today.
He was sent off, you might remember, at Euro 2016, Alex Dragovic. In a really disappointing Euro 2016 campaign for Austria. He was sent off in the game against Hungary. So a chance for Robbie Brady. It is exactly, I would say, 30 yards out. Robbie Brady hasn't scored during this campaign. He's facing a four-man wall. Robbie Brady, left footed, doesn't get it past the wall, though. And it comes back to Stephen Ward. on the halfway line. Ward will go and send it long towards the edge of the area. Up there contending is Duffy. Sends it back into the area. The ball is hooked high up into the air. It's not fully cleared yet inside the D. Walters gets a nice little header down, trying to help it on there towards Kevin Long. The ball still with Ireland. Robbie Brady in the centre flings it out to the right hand side. Lovely ball to the feet of Glenn Whelan. Whelan then gives it back to Brady again. Ireland keeping men forward. They can't afford to make a mistake, and Brady very nearly did there as he played it off Kynes. It deflected into the path of Christie. Now McLean down this left hand side, being closed down by Lazaro, forced to go back to Arter. Arter then helps it on to Ward. Ward along the line to McLean. McLean has Hendrick inside, gives it back to Ward, tries to play the 1-2, but McLean doesn't anticipate it, doesn't make the run, and Stephen Ward's ball goes over everybody and harmlessly trickles out of play for a goal kick to the Austrians. 15 minutes gone, still scoreless, but the tempo just starting to up in the past few minutes.
Better spell of possession it was, really. James McLean involved, Harry Archer involved. Archer at the moment, he's the one that's prepared to take the ball. Be a bit braver, I suppose you would say. No real option there for Stephen Ward, actually, just to turn it down the line. He was under a little bit of pressure. He just looked to clip it. It was actually a decent enough ball. There was just no movement in behind Osher's defence.
And that applause you hear around the Aviva Stadium is because Seamus Coleman's face has just appeared on the big screen. He's seated just behind the Irish dugout. He's been back with the squad for the last few days. He appears to be off the crutches and appears to be well on his way to making a good recovery, and hopefully, well, all going well and Ireland qualify for Russia 2018, he'll certainly be fine by then, and hopefully back in the early stages of next year after that horrific leg break in our last competitive game against Wales back in March. Christie, his control lets him down. His replacement for Seamus Coleman down that right wing, trying to control it on the halfway line, it just comes off the top of his toe though, and will be a throw in to the Austrians. It'll be taken by Martin Hinteregger, who's playing at left back for the Austrians today. More used to seeing him on the left-hand side of a three-man defence. They have had some issues in that position ever since Christian Fuchs retired after Euro 2016. And Glenn Whelan goes back to his keeper, to Randolph. Randolph right-footed, drives it up over the halfway line. Walters again will battle away there with Dragovic. He gets there first and does really well to flick it then out to this left-hand side to Ward. Ward helps it on to Whelan. He has McLean in front of him. Gives it first time then towards James McLean, but coming across him with an important sliding tackle was Alex Dragovic. But it'll be a throw into Ireland. But Ireland starting now to find their rhythm in this game. A little bit more urgency to their passing.
It can do that as well at times in these sort of big games as well. There's a reluctance to take the chance, a little bit more nervousness around the side. So you always have that cautious approach, I suppose, or even cautious mind. Certainly don't want to make any mistakes at all, and that's certainly what's within this Irish side at the moment. They've just grown into the game. I think the pace of the game from Ireland's point of view has been dictated to by Harry Archer. He's the one that's getting the ball. You can see him when he's taking it. He'll lay the ball off and he's immediately pointing to his teammates who the ball should be moved on to. That he's the one player, you think, today that can actually start to dictate, start to get on the ball more and really get us going forward by passing the ball forward.
Ooh, is there a handball? Well, it was clearly a handball by Dragovic, but the referee has decided that he was pushed by John Walters. That looked as though the ball was spinning over Dragovic's head. He swung out his right arm and there was a clear handball, but the referee has decided that whatever touch John Walters had, it was a little bit too heavy, and well, there was some sort of a little nudge in the back.
Light nudge, wasn't there, yet?
So still scoreless, 18 minutes gone. Kynes gets forward down the left-hand side. His run has been tracked. He gets the low cross in and a full stretch then. Shane Duffy manages to turn it out of play for a corner kick. Well, Robbie Brady had to be at full speed there to try and keep up with Hinteregger, who'd burst forward down that left-hand side, and Duffy then manages to turn it out for the corner kick to the Austrians.
They've gone a couple of times down their left-hand side all right, haven't they? The onus is on Brady to track that run of Hinteregger.
So a corner kick to Austria. Over on that left-hand side is an in-swinger this time, and it's allowed bounce through everybody, and then at the back post coming in was Sebastian Brodley. Just couldn't get his head on it, though. And again, Ireland not looking at all comfortable from the set piece, and Darren Randolph not exactly commanding in there.
That's a great ball in, though. What a ball that is. That is absolutely perfect, exactly what you want from a corner. The pace on the ball sufficient enough that Randolph can't necessarily come. And it was Duffy a combination of Duffy and Walters at the end that actually saw it through. Half chance, so wasn't there really there for Prodl?
And it was Prodl who had the initial chance, and then flying in at the back post was Bergstaller. He just couldn't get on the end of it. So approaching the 20 minute mark and still waiting for Ireland to create any sort of an opportunity. And well, we spent a lot of time pre-game talking about Wes Hoolan and his influence on the style of play. We haven't really seen Ireland at any stage in the opening 20 minutes get it down among Hendrick, Brady and Arthur
probably
and pass
Arthur,
it around.
I would just say probably Arthur. He's the only one. The other two, no. Hendrick's not really been into the game. Glenn Whelan's passing at the moment, it's probably been a little bit negative. He's been prepared to go backwards a lot to maybe two centre halves or even Dan Randolph at times. So yeah, there's no real passing forward, there's no real tempo that's been created into the game from those forward passes. So, I mean, we know what will happen. Emmett Malone spoke about before the game. Wes Hoolan will be sat on the bench. We will see him at some stage regardless how this game goes, but at the moment you'd probably like to see him sooner rather than later, wouldn't you?
And Baumgartlinger, Bayer Leverkusen midfielder, steps in between the two centre halves, lays it off then to Sebastian Prodl. He's been a regular for Watford this season. It's taken off him though by Glenn Whelan, and there's acres of space down that right hand side for Robbie Brady. Brady now bringing it towards the edge of the area. His run has been tracked though by two Austrians. Brady tries to get it in left foot. It comes off the back of the Austrian defender, and Alaba then will be able to sweep up the danger just in the edge of his own area. Brings it out to the left hand side. A little step over then by Kynes, and that doesn't go anywhere, and it'll be a throw into Ireland. That's the first time we've seen either of the Irish wingers see green grass in front of them.
Yeah, good awareness from Whelan to set Brady way down the right hand side. Even Brady, he's got Prodl backing off into the penalty area. Just drive at him. You're in a one-on-one position. Go and commit him. You might win a penalty. You might then be able to get to the byline and put a cross in because McLean and Walters both arriving into the penalty area as well. Good chance there for Brady. In doing that, he's just trying to shift it onto his left foot to get the strike. Was it a cross? Was it a strike? I don't know. But good chance for Brady there to really go and commit Prodl.
Remember, Ireland starting this game 4 points clear of Austrian Group D. Ireland on 11 points after five games, level on points with Serbia at the top, and those two 4 points clear of Wales and Austria. And Wales take on Serbia later this evening in Cardiff without the suspended Gareth Bale, so that game will also have a huge effect on how this group ultimately bears out. Now Harry Arthur has it just inside his own half, sprays the ball over to the far side of the pitch where it's controlled by Shane Duffy. Duffy again decides to go long with the diagonal ball, and his radar is off this time because it's too far in front of Ward, it's too far behind McLean, and it goes straight out of play for a throw into the Austrians. And certainly some frustration are really starting to creep in around the Aviva Stadium.
I can even see it on the pitch. You see Archer there as well. Archer, he wanted that ball to be shifted to the right hand, to the left hand side into long. He then would have been free. Just buy an extra pass, do that. Don't necessarily have to go long all the time.
Now though, Ireland coming, green jerseys rush forward. Cyrus Christie, first time he's really come forward. His cross isn't a good one though, and again it comes off the heel of Prodl, and then it's picked up by Hinteregger. And now coming forward at real pace is Alaba. He has the option of Lazaro to his right hand side, trying to slide it through to Bergstaller. That was a hugely important interception though from the competitive debutant Kevin Long, who stepped out as Alaba tried to slide that ball through.
That was very good defending from Long. Sensed the danger, stepped into Alaba.
And Walters just lets the run down this left-hand side. It'll be picked up by Stephen Ward. First time ball from Stephen Ward. McLean takes it back. John Walters with the shot, and he just fires it to the right and wide.
Better. Really good play. Ward, first time, he's really got in a high advanced wide position. Good ball played in first time. He had to cross it first time. That's the only option really for Stephen Ward. James McLean's movement across his man earlier on. Lovely little deft touch back to Walters. I think Walters maybe there. Should just go for power. He's trying to guide it beyond Lindover in goal, but just doesn't get it right. I think he should just be going for power. Just go and try and put your laces through it, get a good strike away. Well wide in the end, actually.
We're at the midway point of the first half, and finally a shot in anger from the Republic of Ireland. It was a lovely deft touch from James McLean to get it back to John Walters, and you say he just tried to place it into the top corner at the back post, whereas maybe if he just put his foot through it, Ireland could well have taken the lead. But the game really starting to open up now here at the Aviva Stadium, still in the sunshine on this Sunday evening. McLean has it, so important so far in Ireland's campaign. Hasn't really got it a huge amount at the start of this match though, and now Walters swings it in there towards Jeff Hendrick, who's been a peripheral figure himself. It's cleared by the Austrians. Duffy commanding in the air inside the centre circle, gets it forward. Prodl picks it up, helps it on then to the Austrian captain Baumgartlinger. Baumgartlinger twists and turns away from Jeff Hendrick and plays it along the ground then to Januzovic. Januzovic helps it on to Lazaro. On the overlap then is the fullback Lehner. Back to Januzovic again, and then Austria will start from the back with Prodl. over to that left-hand side to Hinteregger. Just in front of him is Kynes. Instead, he decides to go back to Prodl, and he'll help it on then along the ground to his centre-back partner, Dragovic. Dragovic just steps over the halfway line. Ireland with 10 players behind the ball. Just John Walters in front of it at the moment. No great space for the Austrians to move into. They're just trying to drag Ireland out a little bit as Dragovic gives it back to Prodl. And Ireland holding their shape, just trying to frustrate the Austrians. And the ball played then forward to Bergstaller, and he helps it on the right hand side to Lehner. Low cross in, it didn't get back to Bergstaller though, and stepping out is Harry Arthur. Arthur needs to be careful. In fact, it was Kevin Long, and Kevin Long loses possession of the ball with the sliding tackle from Lehner. Now it's Januzovic. Januzovic with the ball in there, crosses it in, it may fall at the back post for Kynes. Was he just barging into Cyrus Christie? Christie had to be brave there, manages to put his body on the line, manages to get a touch on it and turns it out of play for a throw into the Austrians over on the far side. They're left down by the corner flag.
Yeah, I think it was a foul actually on Christie by Kynes, but it's actually Stephen Ward giving the ball away there needlessly. Just move it quickly when you're there, don't take any chances. He was swarmed upon by three or four Austrian players.
Alaba gets the cross in low from the left hand side, but the linesman on this near side has his flag up. Well, maybe it's no great surprise, but when Ireland push men forward, that's when they look in danger. Yeah. Austria attacking with real pace at times.
I think that is the danger though, isn't it? You kind of, you've had a good look at them now and you start to be a little bit more cautious as the game goes on. Have they got enough to really go and hurt us continuously throughout this game? I would say probably not. So they've had a good look at them now. Now is the time, that maybe cautious approach that you've had in the first 20 odd minutes. So just now you can step in, you've seen them. Don't play with that cautious or that cautious feeling throughout.
A couple of huge hits there. First from Stephen Ward and then from James McLean, who sent Januzovic absolutely flying to the ground. No free kick, says the referee. And the Irish supporters appreciate a bit of that. Let's very quickly go back to Pier Stadium in Salt Hill. James Horan, Galway against Mayo, what's happening?
Yeah, it's at the moment it's 15 points to Galway, 1-9 to Mayo. So Galway very much in control in the second half, to be honest. They've dominated the first 25 minutes or so, and Mayo are struggling. They've emptied the bench. They've had Aidan O'Shea, Danny Kirby, brought on Jason Doherty, Evan Regan. They're trying everything to find a bit of spark, but it's Galway in control. The only thing is, Galway, it's like they're taking their foot off the pedal a little bit. But, you know, they're taking a few.
James will cut across here because there's a chance for John Walters here. Oh, his control just lets him down. It was Jeff Hendrick who slid the ball through to him. Just seemed to be caught in two minds, Walters, whether to take it first time or whether to try to take it around the defender. In the end, he didn't either, Kevin.
No, he's actually offside. I think the offside flag went up as well, Nathan. But every attack that Ireland have got going at the moment, every attack that they've got going forward is coming from Harry Arthur. He's the one that's passing forward, the only player probably from a defensive point of view and a midfield point of view that's actually prepared to take a chance, put a foot on the ball, get his head up, look where the other players are in advanced positions and actually pass forward.
We'll be back to James Horan before the end of that game between Galway and Mayo, but Galway leading by 3 points in the closing stages. It's a free kick to Ireland, and again James McLean starting to get a bit more involved in the game, drawing the foul out of the fullback Lehner. It was a high foot on James McLean down the Irish left hand side. It's pretty much midway inside the Austrian half, and it's another opportunity to see Robbie Brady and see what he can deliver, if he can live up to that set piece specialist tag. And again, Austria holding the line just on the edge of their own area. It will be Robbie Brady to float this ball in. He has McLean at this near post. He swings in a dangerous ball. It was a bit too close to the keeper, though, Lindner, who decides to punch it out and gets plenty of weight behind it as well. And now it's with Cyrus Christie on the halfway line. Has 9 green jerseys in front of him. Plays a decent ball down to his left-hand side onto the chest of James McLean. McLean trying to flick it past Lehner. He's appealing, saying that Lehner stuck his hand out to block it down. The referee isn't having any of it. And Austria will come forward to Hinteregger, who plays it then to Kynes. Back to Hinteregger again, bombing forward down that left-hand side for Austria. Ooh, it's a rash challenge from Robbie Brady, taking him down. It'll be a free kick to Austria, and it could be a yellow card. It is a yellow card for Robbie Brady. Well, he's just back from a suspension. He missed the game against Wales for picking up 2 yellow cards, and he's got himself a 3rd yellow card in this group. And that was, well, was that needs must? Did he have to make that challenge?
I wouldn't say he needed to commit the way that he did, because I think he had Hinteregger going away to his left-hand side. But I just think overall it might be something that from Brady, he's just trying to provide a little bit of spark into the game. But he's just got to be careful now. Hinteregger's impressed me. Look to get forward. Austria's left-hand side is definitely the strongest from an attacking point of view.
So free kick to Austria down their left-hand side, taken right-footed, sent towards the back post, and lurking there at that back post was Dragovic, but Stephen Ward had tracked the run, and just with a flick of his head, heads it out of play for a corner kick down to our right. And the imposing figure of David Alaba steps over to take it. Still just 24, 6 Bundesliga titles, a Champions League title.
Struggling, isn't he?
Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah.
This time he decides to leave the corner kick though to Januzovic. So instead of a left-footed player, it'll be a right-footer, and Zlatko Januzovic standing over this, and their deliveries from set pieces have been very decent so far. So Januzovic, an outswinger this time, and it's headed clear by John Walters. Oh, and the volley, first time coming back in from Kearns, takes a deflection off Harry Arter, and then Hinteregger just decides to let it spin out of play for another corner kick to the Austrians. Half an hour gone and off the ball, still Republic of Ireland 0, Austria 0, and some more defending to do from the set pieces. And this time Alaba is going to take it. It's over on the far side of the pitch in part of the last remaining sunshine at the Aviva Stadium. So David Alaba, what can he deliver? He goes low towards the near post, so it's a couple of little step overs and the visitors are in front, and it's Martin Hinteregger who volleys it in from 12 yards out. Ireland fell asleep from the set piece. Alaba's delivery, two little step overs, and Hinteregger with his left foot on the volley struck it into the ground, and it spins past Darren Randolph, and Austria lead at Lansdowne Road. It's the Republic of Ireland 0, Austria 1.
Well, Hinteregger's been Austria's best player, really impressive at the start of this game. So I will credit Austria here from this goal. First of all, I would say yes, okay, well worked corner, rehearsed. You know, the little step over at the near post from Pirtle, as you say, two step over, Hinteregger coming in at the far, or the middle of the goal, should I say, and just hitting it into the ground. Didn't really strike it cleanly. Randolph well beaten, but from Republic of Ireland's point of view, they have to do a lot better from that. You know, see where the positional set, see where the players are. Hinteregger has to arrive, no one marking him from the edge of the penalty area, and it's a simple finish for him.
And Ireland are getting absolutely destroyed down the Austrian left-hand side. It's a booking now for Cyrus Christie, who flew into a challenge there. Real rash challenge from the Irish right back. So both Brady and Christie now are in the book. That's the Irish player playing on the right side of midfield and the Irish player playing at right back. It was this time it was Florian Kearns who went down. He's still down, just struggling to get back to his feet. He will eventually.
But it's late, wasn't it? Yeah, you say. Hinteregger, he's deserved his goal, truly has deserved his goal, because the standout player really for Austria, getting forward from left back, he looks really, really good when he's getting in positions and he's driving forward with the ball, because he's even with and without the ball, actually very committed, looking to get beyond Brady. Brady's got his work out trying to keep up with him. Just looking back at the goal as well on Evan, you see, just see how poorly it was, like the way it was marked. You think, fair enough, yeah, the organisation from Ireland's point of view has actually been very good defending the set pieces when the ball's come in, but something different has just put Ireland out of place, and looks a little bit of uncertainty there, really.
Well, Kearns is fine to continue, but that's got to be an issue for Martin O'Neill down that right-hand side for Ireland. And Austria lead here in Dublin by a goal to nil. Whelan steals it back inside his own half. Maybe can send Ireland away in the counter-attack, or the ball just cuts caught behind James McLean in his feet. There's a bit of miscommunication between McLean and Walters, and the Irish player just starting to have a little bit of a row between themselves now, as Alaba uncharacteristically plays a bad ball forward and plays it out of play for a goal kick to the Republic of Ireland. 33 minutes gone. Republic of Ireland 0, Austria 1. Martin Hinteregger, just his second ever international goal. He scored Austria's opening goal of this campaign against Georgia back in September. And now a real test of character for this side. Walters done really well so far, does so again, chesting it down in front of Dragovic. His layback though is picked up by McLean. He just runs into trouble. However, he doesn't manage to win a throw-in for Ireland, because it comes off McLean last, so it'll be a throw-in to the Austrians, the midway point of their own half, down this right-hand side. It's been a really, really poor start to this game from Ireland. Haven't put any sort of a stamp on it at all.
No, there's no chances created, or very few chances created. I only remember the Walters chance that he had, really, and didn't finish that particularly well. But it has been, I think it's more been a back foot performance, quite prepared to allow Austria to gain momentum. There's been no real tempo set from Austria, though, has there really? I don't feel, but I just think momentum has gained with them just by the way Ireland have played, that little bit of defensive mindset, that negative feel to the performance, and sitting on the back foot a bit.
Now James McLean goes chasing down Lehner there, the ball came ricocheting back off his head. Rayner hooks it over his own head for a throw-in to Ireland in line with the edge of the Austrian area. It'll be taken by Stephen Ward. And Robbie Brady has drifted out to this left-hand side as well. So Stephen Ward, is he going to go long with this throw-in into the Austrian area? No, he throws it to the feet of Brady. Back to Ward again. The two Burnley players linking up, and Ward's cross then is deflected down by Lazaro. And it's a corner kick to Ireland in front of that sea of red over on the Havelock Road end of the Austrian supporters. It'll be a corner kick to the Republic of Ireland. Can we have an instant impact and an instant response from the boys in green? And stepping across is Jeff Hendrick. It seems Robbie Brady has no interest in taking this corner kick. Ireland looking to go short with Hendrick and Arthur over there. It is taken short by Hendrick to Arthur. Back to Hendrick again. It has worked out. A chance to get the cross in from Jeff Hendrick. He's overhit his cross to the back post, though. Goes over everybody's head, and Ireland have made a mess of that set piece. And with 10 minutes to go until half time, they still trail by a goal to nil.
Yeah, it's poor from Jeff Hendrick. Under no pressure, really, there. Badly overhit cross from his point of view. Again, the only one I could maybe single out, certainly from a positive point of view. I think Kevin Long's been okay. Actually, his quality's been quite good from back to front distribution wise. But certainly Arthur, he's a standout player. He's the only one, even on that corner, the short corner, took the ball, took a bit of a chance, passed it back inside to Hendrick. It looked a really good chance, but Arthur's the only one. He's got a grip of this game for Ireland. Was trying to.
There's a late clip of the heels there from Kynes on Harry Arthur. Play on, says the referee. It is again the Bournemouth man who has the ball just inside his own half. And Christie, who has started this game particularly slowly, just doesn't seem fully at the pace of it yet. And it's come over to this left-hand side to Ward. Ward is closed down by Lazaro. He's forced to go back to Long. Well, if you're a visiting team, you would love to come to this stadium, because Ireland, they just do not impose any sort of a game plan on you. And while Austria, well, they haven't exactly torn into Ireland, they've taken advantage of their set pieces, and they lead by a goal to nil. Ireland building down the left-hand side. Ward onto McLean. McLean gets the cross. Takes a deflection, though, off the Austrian defender. It's picked up then by Baumgartlinger, and Dragovic will bring it out of defence. Closed down quickly by McLean. Back to Baumgartlinger again. Playing a bit of ball on the edge of their own area are the Austrians. And then Lehner has it. Lehner to Alaba. You wouldn't exactly say David Alaba is running the show either.
No, not really. Not really. I think he looks a real weakness, though, from Dragovic. I'd certainly want him to get Walters more onto Dragovic. I think he takes a chance on the ball. I think he probably feels he's better than he actually is on the ball. Looks like he's got poor technique to me when he's stepping out. And he's certainly a player that's quite rash with his challenges, so I'd love to see John Walters get a hold of him and try to get in and around him.
Now Christie down the right-hand side, first time ball in just in front of John Walters. It may be kept in down this left-hand side by Robbie Brady. No, he just doesn't have the pace to get on the end of it. We haven't seen Cyrus Christie get forward often enough during this game. It was a decent first time ball in, but John Walters was the only player in there, and it was a little bit too high and a little bit too far in front of him, and ultimately results in a throw in to Austria in their right back position.
I'm just looking, so it looks like Martin O'Neill has made a slight change. It looks like he's gone 4-4-2. Perhaps it might be with more of the diamond shape within that, Brady left of that diamond.
Well, straight away you see that Jeff Hendrick was getting a bit more involved in the game as well.
Yeah, well, definitely James McLean's gone up front alongside John Walters anyway.
Ireland pressing Austria inside their own half, inside their own penalty area. Dragovic's clearance is out for a throw-in. Ireland with sustained pressure inside the Austrian half. Another throw-in will be taken by Ward. Arthur comes across, thrown to the feet of Arthur, back to Ward again, just left it ever so slightly short, and that allowed Januzovic to step in and turn it out of play for another throw-in to Ireland. Well, Ireland have been behind in this campaign before, over in Belgrade, right at the start against Serbia, and they needed Daryl Murphy to come off the bench to rescue a point. Brady with the cross in from the touchline, comes out to Glenn Whelan, urged to shoot, doesn't score too many. Whelan instead lays it off over to the right-hand side to Christie. Christie crosses it in, takes a deflection then off Klein, and a turn spins out of play for a corner kick to the home side.
That's that unnatural position that Hendrick is finding himself in. That was a really good chance for Hendrick. He's actually quite good in the air. That deflected cross from Robbie Brady. Go and jump up against the defender. Go and try and get a header on target. But there's a real reluctance to do that. He wants to step out. He wants the ball to his feet from the regain. Just a good
he doesn't seem willing to take any sort of a risk at all, Hendrick.
Well, I think that time, that was a perfect one. That's almost like the opposite wide man. That was the thing you told as a boy, opposite wide man, getting on the opposite winger when he's crossing it. He's playing out wide now on the right-hand side of the midfield, it looks to me. But there's that reluctance to go and get himself in a goal-scoring position.
Corner kick over on the far side, taken by Robbie Brady. Decent delivery, oh, it's still bouncing around inside the area, and that was a chance.
Long, isn't it?
It was Kevin Long in there who had just spun up into the air for. He was about 6-7 yards out. Couldn't get the direction on his header, though.
It's a great ball again, though, from Brady, wasn't it? Put into a really good area. Difficult for Austria to defend. A little bit behind him, actually, Kevin Long. He couldn't quite get the header back on target.
And Ward's throw-in is onto the head of Duffy, though Duffy was, I think, adjudged to have had a little nudge in the back of one of the Austrian defenders. Well, Ireland have been pretty much camped inside the Austrian half for the last 5 minutes, and it was a brilliant corner kick from a now bearded Robbie Brady, and it bounced on the edge of the 6 yard box, and as you say, maybe it was just slightly behind Kevin Long. He would have had to try and turn it in to the back of the net and couldn't get any sort of a connection on it.
That's a good defending. I think it was Dragovic, actually. He just got up against him, didn't, as I've maybe said a few times with him, he's been a little rash. That time he didn't, he just maybe just nudged Long, forced him away from goal. Well seen through from, actually, from Austria there defensively.
Should we have a little bet as to how long into the half-time analysis before Joe Malloy mentions Wes Hoolahan's
name?
Well,
you could hear pre-match, couldn't you? Joe was almost sobbing to himself. The way he was talking to us, he was like crying. He's not starting. What do you mean? We come to watch Ireland. Wes is
not starting.
I think
in what we've seen, he has a point. I think we may both be sobbing in a moment because we're going to Pearse Stadium to hear what's happened between Galway and Mayo. James Horan.
Yeah, just over here in a one-point win, a very deserved one-point win for Galway. Much better team, and should have won by a lot more. Made hard work of it. Made the extra man count, and in the end, deserved winners.
All right, James, we'll come back to you at halftime in this game for a bit more analysis on that. 5 minutes to go until the break, and Ireland are really up against it in this World Cup qualifier. They trail by a goal to nil. Ireland on the attack, though, with Glenn Whelan. Flicks it forward to the chest of Walters. Does really well to get it back to his Stoke City teammate. Whelan instead turns his back to goal, holds on to possession, though, gives it to Harry Arthur, 25 yards out, central position. Arthur twisting, turning, looking for an option, looking for someone to pass it to. Has to go back to Ward. Ward is Brady in front of him down this left-hand side. Tries to cross in, Stephen Ward. Comes off the back, though, of Baumgartlinger, and that'll allow Austria to attack on the counter, but they don't have enough men forward, and Kevin Long can get it back to Darren Randolph. But there we see the problem for Ireland. Both Whelan and Arthur have the ball in a dangerous position, 30 yards from goal, and there's just no movement in front of them.
Well, the thing is, though, if that's James McLean out wide, James McLean makes the run. Robbie Brady's more technically gifted than James McLean. He wants the ball to his feet more. McLean's got that direct ability where he's running behind, whereas what Arthur's on the ball, though, he's looking for a runner in behind, and but both Ward and Robbie Brady are coming short to receive the pass, and that's where you want it from a midfield point of view. You'd want someone just to run in behind, make the run, make that man on the ball's mind up for him.
Now, Harry Hart has only played one other competitive game for the Republic of Ireland. That was over in Vienna, but he looks so comfortable.
Yeah, he's playing well.
At international level.
Well.
And he is the man who has the ball at his feet now in the green jersey. Plays it up along the left wing towards Walters, who was cleared, though, by the Austrian fullback. A battle going on the halfway line there between the striker, Bergstaller, and with Stephen Ward, and eventually the ball drifts back to Darren Randolph. Randolph rolls it along the ground quickly to Kevin Long. Can Ireland grab an equaliser before the break? Now Whelan plays the ball through the air up there towards Walters. This time it's won in the air, though, by Dragovic, picked up again by Whelan. Whelan goes down on challenge play, answers the referee, comes to John Walters, he spins, he gets the shot off, and it goes out of play. Is it for a goal kick? The referee has decided. Walters never really got the connection on that as he sent the volley towards goal. It went to the left and wide, and I think Ireland would have taken the free kick for the tackle. And
yeah, Glenn Whelan would. Walters is adamant it's a corner. Excellent play from Whelan. It was a foul. Yeah, it's gone looking for me.
I'd say it was maybe a dive, having had a look at the replay. I'm going to say he's not that type of player, Glenn Whelan. But that was most certainly a dive.
So
the referee got his decisions right. Oh, and there's going to be... Well, hang on a second now, because...
He stepped in. Yeah, you've got to pass it out, the penalty area, haven't you? Looks like Purdle didn't actually know the rule.
No. I do wonder with that at times as to why you get another opportunity. It's a foul.
Indirect free kick.
Indirect free kick, 6 yard box. Everyone's happy. That's quite a flat Lansdowne Road. Can this Ireland team give them something to shout about before half time? Oh, a hefty challenge in there as well. Too hefty from Yunusovic on Glenn Whelan.
He's got away with that, Whelan. You know, he didn't move the ball quick enough. He had a couple of chances just to play it wide out to Cyrus Christie, continue the flow of attack. But in delaying that pass, he gets caught out. Or nearly got caught out, should I say. He got the foul in the end. He was quite fortunate.
And here's Alaba just down in front of us at the Aviva Stadium. Skips away from a challenge of Brady. He plays a quick one to it. His long-time Austrian central midfield partner, Baumgartlinger. And seen more of the ball, Alaba, and now they go a bit more direct to Bergstaller. Bergstaller flicks it out to this right-hand side to Yunusovic, but he's closed down quickly by Duffy, who had come across to this left-hand side, and it'll be a throw-in to the visitors. Well, Ireland are going to get a lot of criticism for this first half performance, and rightly so. Yeah, you do wonder, watching this, what we were basing our confidence on.
Well, I think we were basing our confidence coming in, certainly earlier on when we spoke, what, 2-3 o'clock before we'd seen the teams. We were quite optimistic about
the before we'd seen the teams. Martin O'Neill has got his team selection wrong.
What do you mean?
Wes Hoolan should be on that pitch.
I think we're all in agreement with that, aren't we? I think we all feel as though the whole dynamic of the team looks so much better, so much more positive when Hoolan is starting the game.
Well, there is no injury time to be played at the end of a dire first half for the Republic of Ireland. The Austrians haven't been great, but they have got themselves a goal. It came on 31 minutes, a well-worked corner kick. Alaba drilled it in low, a couple of little step-overs, and then the full-back Hinteregger on the volley and managed to spin a pass Darren Randolph, and Austria lead the Republic of Ireland 1-0 at half time here at the Aviva Stadium. In terms of Irish chances, well, there weren't a whole lot of them. One for John Walters that he shot wide, a chance as well for Kevin Long with a header, but that was really about it.
Yeah, very few positives, I'd have to say. Certainly from an attacking point of view, the only chance it was created, it was a good bit of spark in the game when McLean set up John Walters. That is it. That's all I can really take from it. I think there's been a real reluctance actually from a defensive point of view to step in, play a bit braver, be a bit further up the pitch. It's been back foot football. I think a lot of the passes from the midfield have been going backwards to Square or even back to Randolph deeper at times. So I am looking for a bit of spark in the game, and I think the only one we can think of is the name on everyone's lips, Wes Hoolan, isn't it?
Yeah, Wes Hoolan. How long until we see him appear? You look at that Irish bench, Aidan McGeady possibly another option, but there is not a single Premier League footballer on that Irish bench for Martin O'Neill to call upon. Second half to come, Joe. Hasn't been great. Republic of Ireland 0, Austria 1.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. Very disappointing. We're going to take a short break. We'll update you on everything going on around the world of sport. We'll get some more thoughts from Kev. And then, unfortunately, we'll have to sit through this second half.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Enjoy 7 channels of sport free on the Air Sports Just mobile app.
Need to update for summer? Well, right now at B&Q, we've got 20% off all laminate and real wood flooring and 20% off all tiles. That's 20% off laminate flooring, real wood flooring and wall and floor tiles. For more brilliant B&Q home solutions, see in store. Underlay and accessories not included. Offer ends 22nd of June.
As we're still celebrating the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter's 21st birthday, you can enjoy options worth over €1,200 on 172 models, including reverse camera, cruise control, upgraded radio, plus much more. And all for just €21. For details, visit mercedes-benz.ie. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run. Terms and conditions apply.
At appliancesdeliver.ie, we're offering free delivery on everything. That's right. All this weekend, we're offering free delivery on all appliances. You're welcome. Appliancesdeliver.ie.
Welcome to all those seeking more elbow room, a cave, a castle, or those just looking for a better deal on your mortgage. Whether you're a switcher or a first-time buyer, we've got a great value award-winning mortgage just for you and a dedicated team to help you along the way. Great Value Mortgages from KBC. Just for you. From the bank of you. To find out more, call 1-800-51-52-53. Visit kbc.ie. Pop into a KBC hub or talk to a financial advisor. Lending criteria, underwriting, terms and conditions apply. Security and insurance required. Best value first-time buyer and switcher mortgages awarded at 2017 bonkers.ie awards. KBC Bank Ireland PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Your tyres are the only point of contact between your car and the road. As the miles go by, the rubber thins and wears, distorts. It happens gradually. You'll only notice it if you check them. Or if one day you hit the brakes and there's nothing left. Worn tyres are a contributory factor in 14 road deaths in Ireland on average each year. When your tyres lose grip, you lose everything. Check them. A message from the Road Safety Authority.
For the early mornings, the late nights, the miles travelled, the hard yards and heroics, thank you for playing your part. GAA members and supporters can now enjoy partner discounts, special offers and earn points going to games with the new GRMA Rewards Programme. To start benefiting, register now at gaa.ie/GRMA. Your rewards are waiting. GRMA. Gareth Margaret. You've earned it.
At Air, free means free. Sign up to our high-speed broadband and mobile bundle and get a free mobile plan with unlimited data, calls and texts for a whole year and a free iPhone SE. Plus, get free Air Sport and BT Sport. There's no catch, it's really free. Call 1-800-303-431. Go in store or to air.ie. New customers only, minimum term 18 months, €70 a month for first 12 months, €115 a month thereafter. Subject to availability, fair use and T's and C's apply. See air.ie.
World's best low-cost long-haul airline just got better. Fly Norwegian to the good old US of A from as little as €129. Take a bite out of New York's Big Apple or say cheers to new friends in Boston with our non-stop flights from Ireland to New York Newburgh and Boston Providence. Enjoy brand new comfy planes at our low affordable fares. Book now at Norwegian.com. Fares are one way including tax, limited availability, T&Cs apply. Visit Norwegian.com for full details. Baggage fees may apply.
Order your new 172 Mercedes-Benz Vito Classic now, and for just €17,995, you will enjoy air conditioning, multifunction steering wheel and twin rear doors as standard. For details, visit mercedes-benz.ie. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run. Recommended retail price excludes taxes and dealer-related charges. Terms and conditions apply.
Off the Ball.
Home of the Saturday panel. Every Saturday from 1.
Thanks to Air. With Air Sport and all the BT Sport channels now free with your Air broadband bundle.
You're welcome back to the Aviva Stadium. It's halftime. Ireland are 1-0 down to Austria. This has not gone to plan. In truth, Austria didn't create a huge amount. There was an early shot from inside the area. There was another corner which flashed across the goal mouth and an Austrian player on the back post couldn't quite react in time. And then, in fairness, what was a really good routine corner from Austria resulted in a goal against the run of play. Ireland had started to warm up after a nervous 20 minutes and there was a good chance for Johnny Walters. He flashed it high and wide. Since then, Ireland a little shell-shocked after the goal, haven't put much together. We'll get more thoughts from Kevin Caban in a moment's time, but really this has become from what was, you know, felt like a big chance for Ireland to now, let's try and get out of here with a draw and move on almost. We'll talk to Kevin in a moment. James Horn is standing by at Pearse Stadium, where it's finished Galway 15 points, Mayo 1-11. James, sum this up for us. What happened here to Mayo?
Yeah, just Galway were a better team. And particularly in the second half, they brought the energy. They had a desire about them and they were simply a better team and in my opinion should have won by a bit more. They took a few risks and started to ease off a little bit with about 10 minutes to go and Mayo seized the initiative a little bit and get back into the game. But overall, Galway good, deserved winners and a lot of people will look at the Keith Higgins sending off after 26 minutes, had an impact on the game. But look at that, that's the way games go and Galway, as I said, should have won by more, but overall deserved winners.
How did Mayo go about trying to unlock a fairly packed Galway defence?
Yeah, they brought on a lot in the second half, Jason Doherty. They brought on Danny Kirby, obviously, with height and Aidan O'Shea. They did that 10 minutes into the second half to try and bring some height. Aidan O'Shea went into the middle of the field and Danny Kirby went inside. Brought on Evan Regan, you know, who's a mover and had two shots at the end of the game to try and get a draw, but missed them badly. But Mayo didn't have the energy that you needed, I suppose, particularly when you're down to 14 men. There wasn't guys taking the risk, driving it forward, trying to do that extra little bit. They were giving the ball and stopping, not making those support runs or that real dynamic attacking that you associate, particularly with their half-back line. Just wasn't really there today. And Galway, although it was a one-point game, They were comfortable for all the second half. They were 3 or 4 points ahead for most of the half. As I said, at the end, they started maybe to panic a little bit and let Mayo back into it. But not good enough for Mayo, and but a good win for Galway.
that lack of energy that you talk about feeds into a wider worry that people have over Mayo, that there's a lot of miles on the clock, not enough fresh names have come into the setup maybe in recent years. So do they have the energy, do you feel, to go through the qualifiers again and to regroup again? Because I'd say they're looking down the prospect of going through the qualifiers again and thinking, oh God, really, second year in a row here. This was not the plan. This was not what Mayo wanted to do.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely not the plan. I think that, you know, you can sense that from the stands. But it's funny, you know, the Galway players, most of them are still on the field at the moment, and they're really, really celebrating the moment, as they should. All the Mayo players are obviously in the dressing room now, and it's going to be a tough place to be, but you're looking for your leaders to stand up now and set it straight. The tone needs to be set straight away,
yeah,
for what they do. You know, the qualifiers, and you know, the qualifiers could be tough. You could have Tyrone, or you could have Donegal in there.
Yeah.
That's who you could get.
It was a third gear win over Sligo, and it was always going to be a third gear win over Sligo at that stage of the championship. So, like, why flat again? You know, we're like Mayo fans trying to look at this and think, well, they would have known, they wouldn't have underestimated Galway clearly after last year. Is it that their training wouldn't have been tailored for this early in the season? Is it that you worry there are too many miles in the clock? Like, it's very difficult, I would think, for a lot of Mayo fans to look on and wonder, well, like, how do you explain this flatness against this Galway team? They weren't caught in the hop again.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with caught in the hop, or there's nothing to do with peaking for later in the season. Mayo, I'm pretty sure, would have absolutely had this game in the crosshairs from a long way out.
Okay.
Training would have been prepared, would have been tailored, would have been structured so that they would be in very, very good shape, you know, physically, speed-wise, power-wise, that they'd be at their optimum for today. But, you know, the game, as it went, Galway, interesting, Galway started off extremely well in both halves. First half, they went 3 points up. They were electric for the first 3 or 4 minutes. Really rattled Mayo. At the start of the second half, they were the very same. Paul Conroy caught the ball in the middle field and drove forward at Mayo. And they managed to maintain that energy longer in the second half. And as it went on, you could only see Galway winning the game. You couldn't see where Mayo, outside Killian O'Connor, who single-handedly again tried to drag the game away from Galway and turn it in Mayo's favour. Outside that, you couldn't see where the spark was going to come from Mayo.
Right. I was reading Kieran Whelan yesterday, and he said in the Irish Independent that today would be a real test if Rochford and his backroom team have it tactically. And there were question marks over Rochford and the team tactically. Were those questions, will those questions get louder after today? Was today a tactical issue as much as a flatness?
Whatever tactics you have, if you don't have the energy and your mindset isn't right, the tactics won't really matter. You'll eventually end up getting beaten. And, you know, for me, the Mayo just weren't at their aggressive attacking best. And, you know, when you look at the team, and as we were saying beforehand, the Patrick Durkins, the Lee Keegan, I don't think he attacked once today. You know, obviously had a different role, which is fair enough. Patrick Durkin didn't really have those menacing runs that he had. So that energy, or those waves that the halfback line typically create, that wasn't there today.
But that's surely a tactical choice, because it's not like those players have lost the ability to get up the field. I mean, they would have done it even at least for the first half or for certain chunks of the game. So that must be a decision that they made, surely.
Yeah, sure. Definitely on the Lee Keegan. Lee Keegan was a centre half back and was a holding centre half back today for a lot of the game. So that's obviously a clear decision. But that's fine when you have Patrick Durkin and you have Donny Vaughan on each side of him. But you got to give credit to Galway. You know,
sure.
Shane Walsh, Michael Dunn. Like Shane Walsh today, and he's magic in full flight. When he puts the foot on the accelerator,
he was
pulling away from Lee Keegan today.
Yeah,
pulling away from Shane Walsh.
I will for sure get a word on Galway from you, but not to put too blunt a point on it then, like if you're kind of battering away these things I'm putting to you, what is the problem then? What was the issue with Mayo? Because people won't understand how they were so below par.
It's hard to say. Maybe it's you know, it's the thousand little things again, and some of the things that you've said. You know, they looked flat. So why are you flat? You know, is it because you're tired? Because you're mentally fatigued? Or, you know, just go away, we're better. And
you don't subscribe to the notion that as a group they've too many miles on the clock?
No, I don't. No, okay. I don't. You know, because again, we've talked about this, Joe, a few times.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be tough for Mayo. Absolutely, going into the qualifiers now. You know, you're expecting the Aidan O'Shea's, the Killian O'Connor's, the Keith Higgins, even though he's sent off today, to be in that dressing room, making sure that the ship, when they leave, walk out the door of the dressing room today, that it's the ship is pointing the right way for the next couple of weeks to prepare. You know, that's what you'd expect. But, you know, there's a lot of work to do. And, you know, last year, you know, they probably played worse last year in the game against Galway. And, you know, look where they ended up. So,
yeah.
But it's going to take a lot of energy, a lot of discussion, and a